Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Stock futures are lower and oil prices higher after President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada and 10% tariffs on goods from China. The tariffs could raise the price of a whole range of goods, including gasoline, cars, trucks, produce, electronics, and more. President Trump admitting,
"We may have short-term some little pain."
Canada announcing equal retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods. Mexico expected to do the same on Monday. Multiple sources telling ABC News the Treasury Department has granted Elon Musk access to the federal payment system, a move sparking backlash. Critics fear political interference, while Treasury officials insist safeguards remain in place. It in effect gives Musk access to the government system that pays his companies billions of dollars. Kendrick Lamar has won Record of the Year for Not Like Us at the 2025 Grammys. Taylor Swift presented the award for Best Country Album to Beyoncé for her groundbreaking Cowboy Carter. This is ABC News. And several sources tell ABC News that today, potentially thousands of FBI employees who are identified as having participated in investigations or prosecutions related to January 6th were sent a questionnaire to fill out seeking to determine exactly what their roles were in those cases. The sources say the questionnaire is raising questions and concerns within FBI ranks. A coincidental settlement related to the police custody death of George Floyd. ABC's Chuck Severson.
The city of Minneapolis has agreed to pay $600,000 to settle a lawsuit by a woman who alleged that ex-officer Derek Chauvin hauled her from her minivan and pinned her to the ground with his knee to her back in January 2020, 4 months before he put his knee to George Floyd, who died. Patty Day used to work for the Public Works Department. She alleged excessive force and a wrongful arrest.
Minneapolis has now paid police misconduct settlements totaling more than $36 million for cases involving Derek Chauvin. Dave Packer, ABC News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. I'm Jimmy Kay. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison. And you can shop online too, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Let's kick this hour off with a double dip of the new Primitives out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Our home now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Everything I know, but don't look back. People move. your troubles slip away. Me and you dance to face to face now. Right into the brand new.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That is a double dip of the New Primitives out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. All Night Dancing, our home now before that. New Primitives, they often come to Wisconsin to play shows. There's none on the books right now. They got a couple shows over in the Minneapolis area. You can check them out on the socials. And when they come to Wisconsin, I'll be sure to let you know because I'll want to go, you know? How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. We got Natty Nation, Ja Boogie from Natty Nation coming up here in just a couple of minutes. It's Bob Marley's birthday next week, and they're throwing a big bash at the High Noon Saloon. I'll have all the details for you later this hour. Rob Roberts will be in with After Hours after 10 o'clock next week here on Max Inc. Radio. Another good show is brewing. The Flavor That Kills is going to be in studio, and we're going to tell you all about the happy hour of love happening at the Gamma Ray Bar on Friday, February 14th. That's Valentine's Day for you Hallmark shoppers out there. It's going to be a fun show. Come on out. A brand new band is going to be, I think, launching for the first time. What are they called? Mothballs. And they're kind of a spinoff from The Flavor That Kills. I hear they're very funky and very fun. And I'll be emceeing the show. Come on down, have a beer with me. Just have some laughs and maybe a slow dance. It's Valentine's Day after all. Bring your date too. We like that. The happy hour of love at the Gamma Ray Bar on Valentine's Day. That starts at 4 o'clock. The show starts at 5 o'clock. Doors open at 4. Also on the show next week is the Steepwater Band. They're good friends of the show. They're coming to Madison on February 15th for a show at the Red Rooster. They'll be on the show next week with us. And if you like foul weather, Rippyology will join us on the show next week, too. He has a great Facebook page that you can subscribe to with weather and fun commentary. Music on the way this half hour from Jordan Story. We'll do some Mojo Perry. Right, let's do some Electrophonic. This is Durango Town. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
woke up to find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken when I arrived. Just hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. Music and motion could bring out the move of devotion. Unwanted commotion, crying eyes. Taking my cues from those brandishing star reputation. Oh, it's not the occasion. Race on time. Up in the garden of fallen Lolitas, wallflowers and streamers, the new deprived. Taking the pain on a walk in the hope to forget her. When I had met her in Durango Town.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
I stay at school and mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high. Yeah, we got high.
Thank you.
rocking on. That's Mojo Perry, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Some Jordan Story before that with We Got High. Hey, speaking of the ganja, we got Bob Marley's birthday bash to talk about. That's happening next week at the High Noon Saloon. Natty Nation, of course, is the host of that show. And Ja Boogie is going to join me on the air here in just a couple of minutes to tell you about the Bob Marley birthday bash. It's the 16th annual show for that, so it's kind of a cool deal. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass. Three locations in Madison, and you can shop online, too, at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And the Lazy Oaf Lounge, great food and drink, live music, and you can watch the big game on the big screens. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road, or online at LazyOafLounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
No, oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say to you, together let's rendezvous. So let's come together, let's rendezvous. under the sacrament and take you to heaven. I wanna get your eye, yeah. Become lost in a good conversation. Pour out ceremonial libation. And I love it with the good vibration. Love will come again, yeah. Coming to devilish rendezvous. We can meet two. So many things I wanna say to you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Ja Boogie and Dub Foundation Rendezvous. That came out a couple of years ago. Hey, I hope your Saturday night is going well. I'm Jimmy K. On the phone with me right now is the one and only Ja Boogie from Natty Nation. Mr. Boogie, good evening. How are you tonight, sir?
Blessed, man. Blessed to be here.
We're blessed.
Appreciate you having me.
We're blessed to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time tonight. Natty Nation, let's talk about that first. And we're going to talk about the Bob Marley birthday show. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. But as far as the band, what are you guys doing these days as far as keeping yourself busy? Are you writing new music? Any plans to jump in the studio anytime soon?
Well, there's always an ongoing process, you know. So we do have new songs. We've recorded, I think last summer, a bunch of stuff. So we do have things in the works. We don't have a release, you know, any release times or anything like that. But we are always working on new music, and we usually play some of it live as well. So give them a sneak peek. So we do have new things. Yeah, definitely. We're working on it.
And we just played the song Rendezvous that came out from an album with a project that you did with Dub Foundation. I think a couple other musicians were also collaborating on that, too. Anything that you're doing on the side outside of Natty Nation?
Yeah, we're going to probably do a follow-up to Spiritual Work, that Ja Boogie with that collaboration with Dub Foundation, Captain Smooth. You know, he's the head of that squad. And we're going to work on some new singles and put it into an album eventually to sprinkle them. I think we plan on kind of sprinkling them through the year, you know, and release them a little bit by a little bit, you know, the singles.
I love
them. And then combine and get an album going. So to follow up with Spiritual Work. So we're excited about that for sure.
I'm a big fan of releasing a single here and one here. It kind of keeps you relevant and it keeps your fans wanting more too. It's kind of fun that way.
Yeah. Kind of tease it out, man.
Right.
That's the plan this time around. Kind of tease some singles out. It's going to be fun.
Send those tracks our way. We'll play them here on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely.
First single drops, we got you for sure.
So check it out. Natty Nation's next show is the Bob Marley's birthday bash. It's next Thursday at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. You can get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. You know, Bob Marley would have been 80 years old, Boogie. What do you think about that? 80? What would the world be like? If Bob Marley was alive kicking right now, making music, what would the world be like versus what it is right now, you think?
Man.
I mean, that's a deep question.
We'd have to use our imagination. Yeah, we'd have to use our imagination and imagine it
right.
Being much brighter, much more togetherness, understanding, you know, conversations that are relevant, you know, that are passionate would be there, you know, in my mind. For sure, you know, because that's what he brought. And that's what type of person they say he was. I've watched a thousand things on him, been studying them for like decades. So I think that's my take on it. Much more love, you know.
You know, we normally unplug from politics here on Max Inc. Radio, but sometimes music and politics do intersect. What do you think? Mm-hmm. What do you think Bob Marley's message would be in today's political arena that we're in this crap show, you know?
Man, probably the same, you know, because he was dealing in the same politics, man, decades ago. Mm-hmm. Same thing is going on. Rat Race, that song. Things like that. Don't involve Rasta in your say-say. You know, Rasta don't work for no CIA. Rat Race, you know, so he'll be singing the same thing. He'll be saying, you know, the same thing's going on. So that's my take on it. I think he'd be still saying the same thing, but, you know, a little bit more modern.
Right. Maybe the same question for you, Boogie. I mean, what's your take and how are you doing with the current political environment and how is that affecting your songwriting?
Man, it has a drastic effect because you want to keep people actually concentrating on themselves. So that would be my message in my music. It's like, concentrate on healing you, you know, don't, people get a little too, you know, involved that every day is something, is something, is something. And this, sometimes you got to concentrate on you and bettering yourself and not these politicians. And these, you know, when we come from a Rasta culture with this reggae, you know, so Rasta really, we don't deal in the politics because we know it divides our people within your own family. Nah, we don't want that.
Right.
Nope. We don't want it, man.
And the music is, the music is what brings harmony and peace.
Absolutely. It's a reminder, you know, it's a reminder to do that. You know, that's why we sing those type of songs, you know, and I love doing the Bob Marley thing because one love, let's get together and feel all right. That sounds cliche or corny to some, but man, that's what needs to happen. You know what I mean? Like, for real.
For sure. Ja Boogie from Natty Nations on the phone with us here on Max Inc. Radio, the 16th annual Bob Marley birthday bash. You've been doing this show for 16 years.
Hasn't been that long.
That's what it says on the paper here. That's pretty cool.
Seems like longer.
What do you have in store for the people this time around?
Well, we have actually kind of expanded Natty Nation. We're bringing in Ross Michael from Milwaukee, real experienced bass player, world traveler, who's going to be on bass. They call him Ross Armerlock as well, but we call him Ross Michael. And he'll be joining us on bass so that I'm able to just take the vocals and concentrate on bringing the vocals, soulful vibes, the harmonies, stuff like that. So it allows me to work the crowd. So that's what's a little different about this kind of a Natty extension, you know, which is great.
And you get
so looking forward to that.
And you get a couple of great supporting acts as well. Who's playing with you guys?
I want to say a couple. We got Polyrhythmic Roots. That's going to be opening. That's like, it's got like rat reggae and jazz format, you know, some of the old standards, and play kind of instrumental with a vibrant style to it. So yeah, which is like pretty much some of the same musicians as Natty.
Okay.
So it's like a easy transition, you know, but a different vibe. It's, you know, it's not the same. This just adds on to what we bring with the Bob Marley set. You know what I mean? So that should be fun. Then DJ FRP on the ones and twos, spinning reggae and dub and dance hall throughout the night.
Excellent.
I
tell you what, if you like reggae, if you love Bob Marley, I mean, who doesn't, right? It's a great night. Go check it out at the High Noon Saloon. Advanced tickets are on sale right now at high-noon.com. It's going to sell out, so definitely get your tickets early and go see the show. Ja Boogie, we really appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations. And keep in touch when the new music drops. We'd love to hear from you, okay?
Absolutely, man. I would like to say that this was going to be special because this is actually on Bob Marley's actual birthday.
Yes, it is. February 6th.
Yes, Thursday, February 6th, High Noon Saloon. Come on out. Bring your kids. You know, let's bring the family.
Most importantly, bring some peace and love, you know?
Absolutely.
Ja, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Let's do some Natty Nation right now. This is Get Along. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local
I knew
music.
Where we want. Brand new. Said
if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Why oh why oh why? So what I said, seeds of love we'll be planting in the four corners of this earth,
in the east, west, and south.
Well now, and the seeds of love will be growing, spreading all around. So will be winter blessings, my God, water it, water it. We're caring and sharing, nourish it, nourish it. With a little understanding, music is the tool. Well, well, planting the seeds of love in your mind.
Yeah.
Hoping and I'm praying we can spread love through mankind. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds of love. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Brand new world.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Natty Nation, brand new world there. Thanks to Ja Boogie for joining me this evening. Really appreciate that. Natty Nation is awesome. You can see them live at the High Noon Saloon for the 16th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. Don't forget, next week on Max Inc. Radio, The Flavor That Kills, The Steepwater Band, and Ripiology is coming up, and I'm sure Terry Barr will have a nice little nugget for you. Thanks for listening to my section of the show. Really appreciate that. Rob Roberts and After Hours is coming up in just a couple of minutes. I believe he's kicking his show off with a double dip of Lo Marie. And don't forget, if you want to email the show, if you're in a band, you got brand new music, send it our way, please. You can send your music, your electronic press kits, show announcements, everything. Music at civicmedia.us. That's music at civicmedia.us. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll do some Soul Symmetry. Right now, it's Dogtown Hollow. Row, row, row. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah. Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey,
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump over the weekend imposing trade tariffs on the United States' biggest trading partners, 10% on goods from China, 25% on those from Mexico and Canada. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on the impact for Americans.
The auto sector highly exposed. New car prices could go up $3,000 on average if the tariffs stay in effect. And with 60% of imported crude oil coming from Canada, drivers could feel pain at the pump too. Gas Buddies says prices could rise 20 cents in regions like the Midwest and Northeast.
Right back at you. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will implement 25% tariffs on U.S. goods. Mexico expected to do the same on Monday. Hundreds of demonstrators marched on the 101 freeway in downtown Los Angeles Sunday in what was called a protest against deportations. Dozens of victims of families of the airliner and the Army helicopter that collided near Washington, D.C., gathering near the scene for Memorial Sunday. This is ABC News.